Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
And we welcome you to Holton High School, home of the Wildcats, as we bring you our first high school volleyball broadcast of 2023. Good evening on a Tuesday, September night. We bring you our broadcast. Brandon Tammet alongside Jared Sleppy here on KNZA 103.9 FM. We're inside the Big 7 as the Wildcats play host to Hiawatha and Sabetha. Should be a lot of fun. Sabetha-Holton will be the first matchup here. Just getting going by Sabetha and Hiawatha. And Holton and Hiawatha will wrap up our three matches here in this Big 7 triangular. Well, let's take a look at the early standings. It is very early here in this volleyball regular season, but right now, Nemaha Central, defending champs, who made it all the way to the 3A state championship a year ago, they're right now atop the standings at 14-2 overall. They are 3-0 in league play. Perry Lecompton right there at 3-0 in league play. And then the teams we got here tonight, Sabetha, Holton, and Hiawatha, all very similar records. Holton 6-4. They're 2-2 in league play. Hiawatha 7-7. And 6-6. They are 2-1 in league play. Again, Jared Sleppy alongside as we get set for Sabetha and Holton. All three of these teams bringing back an all-league player from a year ago, but all losing a lot of talent. But nonetheless, still early on, but always important when you play inside the league.
Yeah, absolutely. Coming into tonight, all three of these teams are kind of on the upturn. As Sabetha's won 5-7, they started the year off slow. They were 1-4. Holton, they've won 3 of their last 5, and Hiawatha, I mean, if you take a look at, I mean, they're real short-term. They've won the last 2, but they have lost 4 of the last 6. But, I mean, take a look at that. Just they take one game at a time. They've won the last 2, so going in with a little bit of an uptick.
Sabetha and Holton will start things off here, and both teams getting set to take the court as we're getting moments away from the first serve here. Again, Holton and Sabetha, so out of the three teams here, Sabetha and Holton are the only. And it was a early season tournament. It wasn't in Big 7 league play. It was back in August, right at the start of the season. Holton and Sabetha played at a Marysville tournament. Holton and Sabetha played in pool play, and the Wildcats were able to win that one in straight sets. Hiawatha for them tonight. It'll be their first matchups with both Sabetha. And so these teams, very similar records. It is very early in Big 7 league play, but right now everyone is looking up. Chance in Nemaha Central, who again is off to a scorching start, 14 tournament win over the weekend, and then Perry Lecompton sitting there now just a 5-4 overall record, but they are 3-0 in league play. So we got this try here we got for you tonight. The other one is at Nemaha Central as they host Perry Lecompton and Royal Valley, and then the head-to-head matchup tonight in the Big 7 is Riverside on the road at Jefferson West. Of course, here on KNZA 103.9 FM is, well, is dialed up on any channel you prefer, of course, Hiawatha, Sabetha, Holton. Find our links, mscsports.net. You can watch the broadcast as well, if that is what you prefer here this evening. Moments away from the first serve here for the varsity court, as we are in the south end of the court, so we are facing up top, top of the walkway here. Sabetha will be on our near side, Holton will be on our far side, and good thing there's a net splitting the two teams, because if this was football, they have very identical colors in terms of jersey. So we know who's on what side of the floor, and that's the most important thing. But Sabetha's going to have their dark blue tops and bottoms, and then you've got kind of a black and blue mix with the Holton Wildcats with the white and lettering. Again, both these teams have brought back all-league players from a year ago, but both these teams lost all-league talent. So nonetheless, a lot of talent on the floor. Everybody looking up at Nemaha Central, moments away from the first serve. As we look at Sabetha's front line, taking a look at them, Aaron Boltz, who, mentioning again, an all-league player from a year ago, leading the charge up front. You also got Krista Menold. Also on the back line is Hallie Mitchell. And Maya Grimes also in there, alongside Aubrey Schmelsley. That's for Sabetha. Elizabeth Schuster, middle front for Holton. We are surely going to call her name a few times tonight. Also, Tinley Wilson. Ren Dieters on the floor. And getting ready to serve for the Wildcats will be Katie Etzel, as they are awaiting the officials to get this thing going. But glad to be back with you. We've had a couple of weeks of football, but now we bring you our first volleyball broadcast here of 2023. And there's the serve by Etzel, and we are underway. It's Holton and Sabetha. And we already got a good rally here going. Wildcats have it on the far side. Good diving save by the front line. That was middle for Sabetha. Now the Wildcats give it back to Schuster, and that spike is dug up nicely on the back line. That was Grimes. And now the Wildcats get a nice play, set it up near side. Spike dug up nicely again by Schmelzley. Kind of leaves the area of the floor, but Sabetha keeps it back over. So a good first rally, searching for that first point. There's a spike, and there's a kill. And the first point for Holton, and that is that was Tinley Wilson who put that one down, and the Wildcats out to a 1-0 lead.
And Holton kind of got away with one. Dieters, she, on that first volley, she picked up a ball that was out of bounds. She could have let it go, but they get the point regardless.
Edsel serve, and miscommunication on the front line by the Blue Jays, and that one lands the floor, and a 2-0 start for the Wildcats. Alexia Hayden was up there for Sabetha. Miscommunication with Krista Middle. 2-0 Wildcats. They serve it again. Now Sabetha trying to get something back, and there's a well-placed spike and delivery by Aaron Bolts, the all-league returning player for the Blue Jays, and they're on the board trailing 2-1. First line change. Couple of new subs in for the Blue Jays. Up front is Brooklyn Wiltz. And now it's Sabetha's turn to serve, and it's Alexia Hayden, and she puts it into the net. Wildcats take the advantage at 3-1. They'll get the serve right back. This will be Cora Miller for the Wildcats to serve far end of the floor. Dribbles it knee-high three times, lifts, fires, and delivers into the net herself. So back-to-back net deliveries, and it's 3-2 Wildcats. And Sabetha trailing by one, getting a serve back.
It's still early in the season, trying to wrinkle out some of those kinks.
Last time out for Sabetha was Saturday at the mentioned Nemaha Central tournament. They went 2-2 in league, or not league play, but 2-2 play. They had wins over Atchison and Horton, losses to NEK and Marysville. Now, Holton, their last time out, they've had a week off. They didn't have a tournament over the weekend. They were at the Riverside Tri, and they went 1-1, beat Riverside. It's this time by the libero in Cameron Duryea. And right now it is 4-2 in favor of the Wildcats. Here is the serve by Elizabeth Schuster. Sabetha's second hit pushes it middle of the floor. And the libero Duryea puts it back up. Now the Wildcats have another one. Good stop on the front line. Duryea again, kind of a tough setup, and it goes into the JV court. And a mistimed error gives the Wildcats a free point. Their lead 5-2. As Jared mentioned again, it is early in the season. Some teams have already played in a couple of tournaments, but there is still a long way to go. And we'll have plenty of more action here through the next month and change. Sabetha sets one up. Schuster, nice dig on the back line. They push it far side right. There's a spike attempt, and it is too long, and a point there for the Blue Jays. They're within 5-3.
That was a good try. Didn't have a great setup. Was beyond the attack line, but still got it pretty close. Just couldn't quite get it down.
Sabetha will have Aaron Bolts to serve. All-league a year ago. Sends it across. Now it's right back to Sabetha. It was set up beautifully on the hands of the Wildcats, and putting that one down is Aubrey Schmelzley. And back-to-back points for the Blue Jays. They're within 5-4.
Now Gross, will keep it on their side and got it over, easy dunk down.
If oppositions could get the assist, sometimes that would be the case. There's a spike, and that one is too long again. So another error by the Wildcats. Now three straight for the Blue Jays, and we're tied at 5. So the Wildcats got off to kind of the faster start here, but Blue Jays coming right back with three straight themselves. We're tied at 5. The opening set of the opening match here tonight. And the Wildcats get one back. A nice put down there. And it was off the hands of Duryea. And well out of play. 6-5 Wildcats.
That was a good try from the 5-3 seniors. Couldn't quite get underneath it. Put it back in play.
Finley Wilson will serve for the Wildcats. 6-5 Holton here in the first set. And that one mistimed into the net. And it's now 6-6. So four of the points have gone to the Blue Jays. New players in for Sabetha. Grimes will serve. Wildcats on a second hit. Get it back to the front of the net, but it goes out of play. And another mistimed error by the Wildcats. And it's now 7-6. And Sabetha has their first lead.
And kind of the downside to playing right next to the JV court there. Could have kept it alive.
Wildcats after the now this one put up front. Spike attempt by Schmelsley. Wildcats settle up front. There's a spike attempt by Dieters. Now Sabetha gets it back. Third try hit over with one hand. That time it was Alexia Hayden. Now the Wildcats. Looks like it was mistimed and out of play there. 8-6.
The third time in the last 5 points, Holden just putting a little bit too much on it, not quite able to get it down on that back line.
Enough to give themselves opportunities to put points down, but unfortunately, now one off the net. And
beautiful serve, had some nice knuckle on it, and tough movement, hard to get a read on the return.
There's our first time out. So Sabetha, they have scored 7 of the last 8, I should say, and their lead is now 9-6. Here against Holton, again, the first set of the first match tonight. We got Sabetha Holton up first. Sabetha Hiawatha will follow. And then our third matchup of the evening will be Holton and Hiawatha. Brandon Tamman, Jared Sleppy with you. We got Kirk. Alicia Dieters, the head coach for the Blue Jays. Liking what her team is doing so far. Again, Sabetha coming in with a record of 6-6. They are 2-1 in league play, and they went 17-21 a year ago. Now, Holton, on the other hand, they were 16-21 last year. They were 500 in league play. Right now, they're 6-4, 2-2 in Big 7 league play. And Hiawatha, forgot to mention them, who's coming up next for the next two matches. They're 7-7 and 1-2 in league play.
Pretty much from 2 down to 7. I mean, it's a jumbled mess right now. Of course, like you said, it's very early. A lot of things to sort out, but it's anyone's game. 1-8 as of right now are kind of separating themselves. Nemaha Central Riverside on the bottom of the standings, but anything can happen in between there.
And just so much more to figure out. We're very early. Only been just a couple of weeks of league tries. Of course, Tuesday nights are your busiest nights for volleyball in the area. Playing weekend tournaments throughout the course of the season. Back out of the timeout. 9-6 Blue Jays here. First set of the first match. Wildcats set it up far side of the floor. And another errant spike attempt. That one is long. Miss hit there by Ren Dieters. And it's now 10-6 Blue Jays. Here's Grimes to serve. Does so with the left hand. And the Wildcats just can't get out of their own way. They're just giving up points. It's now 11-6, so was it a rotation thing there that one of the officials saw? And now the run continues for the Blue Jays. Their lead is 5. 11-6 here in the first set. Holton with a nice tap over. Good diving effort there by Grimes to keep it alive. Now the third try is hit, and a stoppage of play, and another point for the Blue Jays. 12-6.
If you're holding, I'm not going too aggressive. Whenever they try to be aggressive, it seems to not work out for them. They keep making mistakes.
Second match. The Marysville tournament back in late August. There's a spike attempt missed by Edelman for Sabetha. And finally, the Wildcats get a point back. They trail by 5. It's 12-7. That ends a run of 7 straight for the Blue Jays. The Wildcats finally get a serve back at Cedars. Sabetha here on the near side and a spike right into the net. Missed hit by Hayden, and it's 12-8.
Sometimes when you're with it, you just want to set it back over and not worry about trying to put it in a good spot. Just get it over.
The Wildcats go back to Dieter. She'll serve. Hits it across. Sabetha's second hit, middle of the floor. Hayden has to just push it back over. Diving efforts and keeping it alive is Holton after a couple of wild hits. Now the Blue Jays up against it. Wildcats dig it on the back line. Across in the air this time by Bolt. Left side spike attempt is down, and the kill shot there. That is Edelman earning that point for the Blue Jays. It's 13-8. Blue Jays by 5 here in the opening set. Line change, new serve. It'll be Edelman earning that point. Subs in for both teams. Blue Jays by 5 here in the opening set. Edelman with the serve. They get it right back after a couple hits by the Wildcats. They push it near side. Long hit. Well out of play. Missed time there by Menold. And a free point for the Wildcats. They trail 13-9. Now the Wildcats have scored 3 of the last 4. Back in for the Blue Jays. And the serve here for the Wildcats. Trying to get it back over. Point. By Grubb now, one in the second. With the point. Almost looked like the Wildcats pretty there. They were caught off guard, but Blue Jays kept with 9. Cats on the return. But they get it across. Now the spike comes back. Now Blue Jays get an opportunity. Good defense here by the Wildcats. Save on the. They pop it, and it looks like the Wildcats mistake free last 5 or 6 points for Sebastian. Here in the first, right next Etzel, he's tap was Tenley. Five of the last 7 points going to the Wildcats. Up here by up front, slaps it over with the right hand. Push. Dig is nicely back middle. Points. Nicely done by Krista Mennel. Right. Point. Open. Two play. To first in lead point. 15-12 is our score. Blue Jays have it after the Wildcats serve. Bolt spike attempt, puts it in the back right corner, buries it for the point. Now 16-12. Blue Jays back to 4. Blue Jays getting set to serve. Couple more subs back in. On the front line is Edelman. Front left to be exact. Here's the Blue Jays serve. Gross sets it up front. Here's the spike attempt by Dieters into the net. And the point going to the Blue Jays there. And it's now 17-12.
For Dieters, had to reach back and try to do something with it. It wasn't able to.
Another serve by the Blue Jays. Inching closer here towards the end of this first set. Good defense by the Blue Jays. Bolt taps it up. And a spike attempt dug up on the back line. Nicely done there by Cora Miller for the Wildcats. Now it's pushed over. Sabetha has it. And a third try just has to be sent back over. Schuster front, middle, left. Schuster back. Tips in the air. Sabetha gets it back. They push it front right. There's the spike attempt. Holton saves it here. Now front right, spike attempt by Dieters, and Schmelzy with another dig, and the Wildcats, though, get the point. Schmelzy's done a great job on the back line, keeping some extra efforts alive. At that time, the Wildcats able to get the point, and they're within 4 at 17-13. Nice served there by Schuster, a near ace, but the Blue Jays get it back with Bolts. Now the Wildcats have it back, front right, tapped over, diving save, nicely done there, that time by Hayden. Now the Wildcats have it, set it up front left, spike attempt is buried. That's Finley Wilson. It's the Wildcats within three, it's 17-14. The Wildcats have a late push in them. They started strong, had a nice little lead, but Sabetha had a really good run in the middle portions of this match, gained about a 4 or 5 point lead, and they've kind of held it at arm's length since. And there's an error there by Elizabeth Schuster, her serve into the net, and a free point for Sabetha. It's now 18-14, Blue Jays.
Last thing you want when you're starting to garner some momentum.
Now the Blue Jays get it back. They'll serve. This is Bolts. And there's an ace. 19-14.
Miscommunication. Dieter's on the front, Gross on the back, the libero, and not able to get either of them. It was just in a really bad spot, honestly, but it was well placed, and they get the ace.
We'll get a quick timeout. 19-14, set one. Blue Jays back after 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Are you confused about your insurance coverage and not sure what you are buying? At Kellerman Insurance, we value each of our customers and strive to build a solid relationship with you. I am Christy Wilson with Kellerman Insurance. With over 123 years combined experience, educating our customers and helping them understand what they are buying or not buying is a priority. Check out our website to see the many types of coverage we can help you with at KellermanInsurance.com.
Land Radio.
Match one, set one here. This Big 7 try tonight. Betha leading Holton 19-14. Betha had a heavy run in the middle portions of this match to gather a lead, and they've kind of held it at about 3-4-5, really, for a good chunk of it. Wildcats trying to get one back, and they do. Slammed home by Wilson. It's 19-15.
Feels like Holton's starting to get back into a groove a little bit. They got off to a slow start, making a lot of mistakes. Feels like they finally started to got some momentum here.
We'll see if the Wildcats can keep it going. Down four, approaching the end portions of this first set. 19-15, Sabetha, served by Wilson. Grazing the top of the net, but it gets across. Hayden sends it left side, long and well out of play. Schmelzley mishits that one, and it's 19-16. Back-to-back points by the Wildcats, and they've scored four of the last six. They are within three. Another serve here by Finley Wilson. Middle of the floor, sends it across, back left. Pushed up to the front, Schmelzley spike attempt, and that one is good. It was hit well for the Wildcats, but it deflected out of play. And the Blue Jays get the point back up by 4, 20-16. I always feel like once you're the first team to get to that 20 mark, like that's where you feel things starting to kind of tighten up as you know you're close to winning a set. Wildcats, though, have to get a late push. Here's Bolts on the back line. They set it up. Spike attempt is dug up nicely back right. That time by Cora Miller for the Wildcats. The Blue Jays have it front of the net. Set it up. Schmelzley taps. Another diving effort, third attempt. It's hit across by Wilson to keep it alive. Blue Jays set it up for Schmelzley, and she puts it right down into the face of Cyphers.
It's not going to count, though.
And it's not going to count. They call a lift. Okay, I missed that. So a big point for the Wildcats. Instead of 21-16, it's now 20-17.
Schmelzley got a little wide-eyed when she saw that open floor and just scared it.
Defense by the Wildcats. Blue Jays have it. Spike attempt tipped up in the air. Wildcats settle on the back line. They push it up front. Kind of an awkward third hit over, but the Blue Jays get it back. Push it near side. This is Edelman. Wildcats play it nicely. Now they get a chance to tap it over. Schmelzley from who taps it over. Wildcats playing that one well. Here's a set and a spike, and that one's put down. Cora Miller puts that one home, and the Wildcats are within two. It's 20-18. Here come the Cats. Another serve by Dieters. Grazing the top of the net, but goes over. Blue Jays set it up for Schmelzley. Tab defended well, and the Wildcats earn the point. It's Miller again.
Haven't had a whole lot of really good blocks here in this first set. Good to see one there for Holton.
They get it back to one. It's 20-19. Good finish on the way, and there's a spike attempt that goes out. Was it touched by Hayden? I don't think it was. I didn't see a call by the official. We're waiting for it.
One, yeah.
Boy, they set it up for Cyphers. Spike out of play. Hayden was right next to it, but at least from our vantage point, they're going to say Hayden. And that's going to tie this match at 20-20. And we're not talking about the news network. Four straight now, 20-20 here in the first set. There's Bolts on the spike. Bolton settles, pushing it, and a spike attempt is dug up nicely by Aaron Bolts to keep this one alive. And now a set and a spike is put down by Cyphers, and the Wildcats have gained the lead back at 21-20. They have scored five straight.
Yeah, the dig was nice, but it gave Holt another chance and they capitalized.
Now the Blue Jays kind of have their backs against the wall here after giving up a little bit of a lead late. This is certainly crunch time here in set one for both these teams. Schmelzly an awkward hit, but the Wildcats get it back. Now able to get it over on a third try, and the Blue Jays badly needed that point. It's
hit from Sabetha, kind of threw the timing off of Holt.
21-21 here in the first set, Sabetha and Holton. This will be Edelman to serve for the Blue Jays. Back middle, shaded a little more to her left, serves it across with the right hand. Wildcats push it front of the floor. They set it up right side. Spike attempt blocked. Third attempt is going to have to get pushed across by Grimes. It does so. Now the Wildcats, it's a battle up against the net, and the Blue Jays win that one. 22-21 Blue Jays. Edelman again serving for Sabetha. Wildcats. Set it up front right. There's the spike attempt. Good defense. Wildcats scrambling to keep it alive, and a third hit gets pushed across. Now the Blue Jays. They set it up for Schmelzly, and she hammers it in the back left corner, and it's 23-21.
Sabetha looking for their first set victory over Holden. The first meeting, these two teams didn't even get to 20 points apiece in a single set.
This one much more competitive. They're in the second meeting, and this one obviously a little bit more of importance with league standings on the line, but still a couple of points to go. Wildcats have some time up against the net. Sabetha pushing it across. Wildcats scrambling to get it back towards the front of the net, and they do. Third hit is high in the air, sent across by Cora Miller. Now the second hit up in the air. Third, Bolts puts it, and it hits the libero on the back line, and what would have probably been out in a point for to be set point for the Blue Jays at 24. Of the last nine. Or I should say three of the last four by the Blue Jays. Wildcat can't afford get a dig on the back line here. Back to the middle of the floor, and they get it across. Blue Jays push it the top. Diving. Doug. Five. It's flat. Now the Blue Jays are scrambling. With a spike advance, and it goes between the two. The point. They stay alive. It is 22.
You mentioned staying. Trying to do not keep it. Wait.
Blue Jays. They still have cross the net, and it falls down. They do earn the set one win. Schmel set. But nonetheless, against the Wildcats. So we'll step aside for a timeout. Next, right here on KNZA.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has three wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sebatha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
At Ron Kirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ron Kirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Sam and Jerry. Sabetha. Road. At one point, it was 6-5. They had gone back and forth early. Seven straight points, and it was 12-6. They kind of kept it at 4 for a while. Then we got closer to that's when down the stretch get three of the play and not again our meeting here is in first, but teams met the Marysville tournament back in late August and the take the first set in a set this season. They had expected get this, how they come out here in the second set. Sabetha will be on the far 25-22. So we'll follow the match, and then the tonight will be Holton in Omaha Central with Perry LeCompton and Royal Valley matchup. Time of the year is cooling down. All in. All thing with you. We'll have a Tuesday night for the next five or six, the end of the regular season, and then we'll get to postseason coverage. Some good volleyball. At multiple states.
North,
yeah.
Valley Heights, at North and West.
Austin. Standings here. In the three. Need. Set. Is. Cats after the serve for Schuss back middle and do about that one. We're tied at one.
Streaming on the Holton.
Tie here early. And at that time it was. Subs in for the Blue. And they're awesome. Now, it's a short left. And down. Somehow, Tinley play. Two. Serving back, far the front left side has to put it over. Wow. up against Wildcats in the fourth. Right? In the Wildcats. Their serve here for the Wild. Person. Golden net. Bolt spike attempt is. Wilson. Or excuse me, that time it goes to Sabetha. Got three. Here is. For the Wild. Need this set to force a third. Two. Here's Bolts, a nice saving effort and a save by F. This one is hit across by Dieters. Jays trying to front of the net. This time hit across. Wildcat for Schuster's.
Done by the air made Aaron Bolts. She is a.
So we'll go back. Set up. The Bolt denies it. Server. And now the Wildcats don't get it back. A couple of missed hits, and it's now five Blue Jays. Three straight now for. At the Wild. The momentum early. Get over quickly, so we'll see. This one. Air thirds. Get deep. Keeping it alive. It's slapped. Duryea. Big effort, but I think. In the Wild. They're down.
All over the place in that back line. She is. Gonna get that one.
Here is Schuster. Using the. Diving. Bring it over.
The bad call. Judge.
Waiting. And they. So yeah, it was in. We saw it. Four. You're in set two.
They have a good angle.
Can admit. I got you. Played all the way around. Betha. Time it's long. Five.
On the side. Free smell. Here.
Wildcat. Floor. And sends it across. And the air. Bolts. You put it up front.
Best strategy for your farm. Deadline to sign up is December 1st. Call Roy or Eric today, 785-284-7611.
The
Kansaland Radio.
That's an 8-7 Sabetha lead here in set number two. Apologize for the technical issues. Trying to work that out here at the Wildcats Gymnasium. Brandon and Jared with you. Again, 8-7 set two between the Wildcats and the Blue Jays. And there's a monster spike attempt that is buried by Miller. And the Wildcats emphatically getting that point right back. It's 8-8.
Just another reminder, you can watch our matches today on the Hiawatha Holden and Sabetha channels on MSCSports.net.
Pick your poison in terms of the channel. 8-8 set two. Blue Jays won the first set over Holden 25-22. So the Wildcats, of course, need this one a little bit more. Blue Jays, Schmelzley, they push it front. Here is Hayden's spike attempt. That's rejected back. Now Bolts blindly sending it over on a third hit. Wildcats with Schuster, taps it with the left hand, deflected and put down by Bolts. Bolts and Hayden up front defensively. Nice combo between the two, and it's now 9-8 as Sabetha retakes the lead. Grimes is out. Wiltz is in up front for the Blue Jays. Here's Hayden on a serve. And the back line, Phillips. They set it up front. Here's Miller. Spike attempt. Diving effort on the back line there by Schmelzley to keep it alive. And well defended by the Wildcats, but Hayden able to push it over for the Blue Jays. They take it to Schuster. Miller has to slap it across with the right hand. Another save by Schmelzley. Push to the front right portion of the net, and then it's punched out of play, and the Wildcats get the point. It's 9-9.
It's trying to do too much there. It seemed like she probably should just send a free ball over and kept the play going. Instead, she tried to set something up to her teammates. Didn't quite work.
So a 9-9 score here, set two. And Etzel will send this one across. Bolts to Hayden up front. Just kind of tapped it across, trying to catch the Wildcats off guard. Doesn't work there. Miller has spiked, but too long. 10-9 Sabetha. I always feel like, and this is very cliche and very obvious, but the least amount of points you can give to your opponent, you're going to have a better chance of winning sets.
It's just purely based on mistakes. Yep, I agree.
Here's Miller kind of diving towards that one. Duryea with a nice diving attempt there. Sent across by Bolts. Miller pushing it. They got it up front. Nothing for Schuster. Now Miller's spike attempt nearly hits the official from the JV game to our left. And it's now 11-9.
Kind of just adding on to what you were saying, especially at this phase in the season when it's so early, who's the cleanest and most put-together team?
Feel like instead of giving points away, at least make your opponents earn those points. And right there, earning it, is the Wildcats, as it's put down by Finley Wilson. We've called her name multiple times. Very aggressive on the front line, 11-10. Wildcats get the serve back. But trail by one here, not quite the midway point of set number two, in which the Wildcats need. Sabetha won the first set, 25-22. Here is a serve attempt by Miller. Third hit, pushed across by Bolts for the Blue Jays. Now there's a set and a spike attempt by Dieters. Blue Jays just trying to keep it in play. Bolts on a third try, pushing it across with two hands. Now the Wildcats, front right, spike attempt is long, and Wilson mishit that one, and it's 12-10 Blue Jays. They've scored three of the last four. If this lead to two, it's been a little more balanced scoring-wise here so far in the second set, and we saw that run the Blue Jays had in set one where they scored seven in a row. That has not been the case here in set two so far. Here's Bolts to serve, sends it across with the right hand. Libero Gross sets it up front. Spike attempt put down by Dieters. The Blue Jays defending it nicely. Get it across on a third try. Wildcats will try it again front of the net. There's Wilson off the top of the net. Kept alive. Hayden saving it. There's a spike attempt into the net. And this time missed it by Edelman. And the Wildcats get that point. 12-11. They trail by one.
Yeah, kind of talking about runs. I feel like it's going to be, who's going to be that one team to get that run that will get them over the top and break the stalemate?
Wildcats get the serve back. Schuster airmails it. Far right and out of play. Nearly hits Coach Dieters for the Blue Jays, and it's 13-11.
Kind of offsets a couple of mistakes from both teams and puts them, again, right back at a stalemate.
Two-point lead here for the Blue Jays. 13-11, set two. Looking for a sweep here in our first match tonight. Wildcats need this one to force a third. Good effort there that time defensively by Grimes to not take that one off the face. And after that, the dig turns into a point for the Blue Jays. I'll give all the credit there to Grimes, who took a hard one off the forearms there to keep one alive. And then it was put down by Edelman. And now we get a timeout. 14-11 is our score. So Beth in front. We'll pause for a timeout. Back after this on KMZ.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
Brandon and Jared with you. We've got a full house tonight, so you can catch us on any channel. Holton, Hiawatha, Sabetha, whichever your poison is,
you
or
pick
your poison, is that what you say?
For you guys, it is going to be just me and Brandon, all three of those.
Kind of got to just deal with us, but nonetheless, we're here. Kurt's in studio, hanging with us. I know it's been a little bit of a struggle here, but we're working through it. Right now, it's set to match one. 14-11 Blue Jays. They won the first set over Holton. Wildcats, after the timeout, they set it up for Wilson. Defended well, but it's going to be a lift call. And the Wildcats get that point. They're within two at 14-12. So it will be Wilson to serve here for the Wildcats. Sends it across. Blue Jays set it up for Bolts. Defended well on the front line. Ciphers for the Wildcats. And is now 14-13. Back-to-back points for the Wildcats after that TO. Betha sets it up, tapped across by Schmelzley. Wildcats defend it well. They push it to Ciphers, who goes into the net. And the Blue Jays get that point, 15-13, back up by a pair.
A couple of times in the last few points where Holton's trying to attack too far away from the net, and there's still just a large margin for error.
15-13, set two. Wildcats needed to force a third. There's a spike attempt. It's dug up nicely there by Grimes. Now a long hit out of play by Minold. And that's a point for the Wildcats, 15-14. They're down one. Wildcats to serve, and it's long. An error by Dieters, giving Sabetha another point, 16-14. Their lead is two. Now the Blue Jays to serve from the far side. This is Schmelzley. Hit up in the air by Gross. They set it up front, slapped across. Good save there by Hayden. Now it's up along the net. And what do they call there? Up against the net, or a violation by the Wildcats. Nonetheless, that points for the Blue Jays, and their lead is back to 3, 17-14. Now the Blue Jays give one back. Schmelzley mishits that one out. And it's 17-15, and the Wildcats get the serve right back.
Just tried to ride that back right corner. It's a good try, but just pushes a little bit too much.
So the Wildcats will serve. Sadie Gross, middle of the floor. Looks like we got a stoppage of play.
Looks like the pole is a little bit slanted on the
far
side. Okay, just fixed it.
Easy enough. Bolt's doing the job well.
The reason why she's all league, among many reasons.
That's right. Yeah, I got it. Don't worry.
It's like that moment where Steph Curry found that spot on the floor that was dead. And
that is right. So here we go. Back to it. This second set's been good. Blue Jays by two at 17-15. The Wildcats have it. Miller pushing it across. Blue Jays defending well with Schmelzley. They get it to the front of the net. Bolt spike attempt. Dug up nicely. Good defense by Phillips. Now the Blue Jays battling at the net. And Gross gets it across, but sets it up. And that time for Bolt, she puts it down. 18-15. The lead is 3.
And a good job not lifting it. The last time she got that wide-eyed for a spot on the floor, she lifted it. This time executed perfectly. Put it right down.
18-15, Blue Jays trying to sweep our first match here tonight. Big 7 league try. And now a violation called after the serve against the Blue Jays, it appears.
It's a rotation error, it looks like, against the Wildcats.
Oh, so against the Wildcats. Which is going to make it now Blue Jays 19, Wildcats 15. All right, it's a free point for the Blue Jays. They'll serve it again. Here's Hayden who sends it across. Miller, third. And it was delicate, but the Blue Jays' diving effort to keep it alive, and now a long hit there by Schmelzley, and the Wildcats get one back. They trail 19-16. Sub is in for the Wildcats. Axel comes in to serve. This is kind of where we were in the first set, and the Wildcats came back and took a one-point lead before the Blue Jays would ultimately win, but the Blue Jays here getting a nice, delicate put down there by Bolt. It's 20-16.
And a good job not doing too much with it. You know exactly what you needed to do, and again, executing beautifully on the front line.
Back in Edelman for Sabetha on the front line. Blue Jays serving up four, set two, trying to sweep Holton here in the first matchup tonight. The Wildcats have another push. Schuster, underhand. A two-hitter over. Now they set it up for Bolt, and she puts it down. And Bolt's game-changing here late, 21-16. Blue Jays now by 5. It's the largest lead here in the second set.
And Sabetha capitalizing on a bad set by Holton. And again, Bolt's right down the middle. They know exactly who they need to get it to. They've been feeding her a fantastic job in the second set.
Another timeout. We'll take one as well. Set 2, 21-16. Sabetha trying to put it away here in the first match. We'll pause for a quick 30. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Kansaland Radio.
Coming down the home stretch. Match number one. Blue Jays trying to put it away. They won the first set over Holton 25-22. And they lead set to 21-16 out of the timeout serving. And it's a near ace, but a diving effort by Phillips to keep it alive. And the Wildcats scrambling, but they're able to get it across. Now a spike attempt is down, deflected off a couple of hands, but that point for Edelman. And the largest lead continues here late. Wrong time for the Wildcats. 22-16, Blue Jays. Blue Jays trying to put it away. Another good serve. Schuster pushing this one to the front of the net. Now Hayden for Sabetha. Now Bolts, a backwards two-handed shot over. They take it to Schuster. Miller's spike attempt. Good defense on the back line by the Blue Jays. Second hit just sent across. They'll reset. Now the Wildcats get a chance. Backside, Wilson tips. Another good defensive effort by the Blue Jays. Now Bolts pushing it front, sent over the line, but stays in play. Now Wilson, two-hand push shot over. 22-16, still battling here for this point. Long, and it is out, I believe, and it is. So the Wildcats, after all that, get a big point, but they're still down 22-17.
Sabetha hasn't sent very many free balls over. They did it twice that time, and Holton was able to capitalize.
Sabetha and Hiawatha will play next. The Wildcats need to put together a rally to keep this first matchup alive. Wildcats trying to avoid a sweep here after they swept the Blue Jays early on this season in a tournament at Marysville. Bolts, Schuster hits it across for the Wildcats. Blue Jays have it, set up by Hayden. Spike attempts and well defended. And a stoppage of play will Give a point here, the Wildcats. It's difficult when you have the junior varsity playing on one side at the same time as the varsity, because you've got two whistles and two matchups going on. Sometimes you can't tell who's stopping and who's going where. Now the junior varsity match has stopped to our left, so we're focused on the varsity, and the Wildcats get a big point. That one put down by Dieters, and it's 22-19. They have scored three straight.
And Sabetha is getting a little bit sloppy here the past few points, making some mistakes and holding, doing a good job of capitalizing.
Here's Cora Miller serving for the Wildcats. Sabetha still leads 22-19, late set two. They won the first set 25-22. They're trying to sweep, and it just missed. It was a near ace, but the Blue Jays made the right call, letting it go, and it's 23-19. Very close, but a good call by the back line, letting it go. Now the Blue Jays, 1 point away for match point. Here is Bolts, all-league a year ago, sends it across. Here is Gross, they set it to the front of the net, and right place, right time. Wildcats get that point, and it's 23-20.
You had that right. I thought there was a violation, but no, there was not. They gave the point to Holden, so my apologies there.
All right, here's Schuster. Wildcats need a rally here. And that one might have gone over if they would have let it go, and I think the back line for Sabetha knew it. Instead, it turns into a point for the Wildcats, and it's 23-21. Schuster again will serve. Blue Jays put it up there this time. Nicely done, and they're able to get the point. Good hit by Edelman, and now it's match point, 24-21 Blue Jays. And trying to serve and close it out is Grimes. Maya Grimes on the back line, 24-21, Blue Jays trying to sweep the first matchup tonight. With the left hand, sends it across. Wildcats need a rally here late to keep it alive. They push it left side, it's hit across. Blue Jays defend it well. Hayden, slap down. Good defense here by the Wildcats, but they got to get it over. Gross does. Bolts up front. They set it up for Schmelzley, who kills it and puts the match away. And the Blue Jays take it 25-21, and they win the matchup against the Holton Wildcats in straight sets. Our final score in our first matchup of the evening, it's Sabetha 25-22 and 25-21 over Holton. Take a timeout. We'll come back and have a little bit of a recap of this first match and then get you set for the second matchup, which is Sabetha and Hiawatha. Blue Jays sweep the Wildcats in the first matchup, and we're back after a timeout here on KNZA.
Did you know Sabetha Community Hospital offers a full range of imaging services? They offer x-ray, CT scanning, ultrasound, vascular services, and echocardiograms, nuclear medicine, and mobile MRI. These imaging services are vital to diagnosing and treating health conditions. The health of you and your family is the number one priority at Sabetha Community Hospital. Find out more about the excellent imaging services and care you receive at Sabetha Community Hospital. Call 785-284-2121.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Nehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
KMTS of Sabetha is a local family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, KMTS offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KMTS.com to learn more. KMTS Trucking of Sabetha, we make it happen.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
KNZA.
Well, our first matchup, it goes in straight sets here in Holton as Sabetha takes down the Wildcats 25-22 and 25-21. Brandon, Jared, Page, we got Kurt back in studio getting set for the second matchup here in a little bit, which will be Sabetha and Hiawatha. But, you know, we said it multiple times throughout the broadcast. These two teams, Holton and Sabetha, had already played each other. It was a preseason tournament at Marysville. The Wildcats won that one in straight sets back on August 26th. But this time around in league play, Blue Jays get the better of the Wildcats on their home floor with two nice wins and getting that first matchup, 25-22, 25-21.
Yeah, I got to kind of take that first one with a grain of salt, right, because that was all the way back on August 26th, which doesn't feel like that long ago, but when it's like the first tournament of the year, you kind of have to take those results with a grain of salt. And as a result, Sabetha now just a half game out of first place from Nemaha Central and Perry. They're 3-1. As for Holton, they fall to 2-3. They're now in solo fifth in the Big Seven standings. 7-6 are now the Blue Jays, and 7-4 is now Holton.
Yeah, all these teams came in with very similar records, so yet being early on in the season, just only now this is week three. Rise again, you know, not just the Big Seven. Of course, we got the TBL, we got the Northeast Kansas League. It's all focused on league play every Tuesday night. That's the big thing. Sometimes we'll get some, maybe some non-league action on Thursdays, but Tuesday is that busy, busy league day for volleyball. And then, of course, most teams play in Saturday tournaments, but this is obviously the biggest night of the week for volleyball in our area. But we still got a lot of weeks to go. We got about five or six more straight weeks of broadcasts coming your way every Tuesday night now moving forward until we get up to postseason play. But, again, it's Nemaha Central's world, and everyone else just kind of looking up at him right now. We had mentioned Perry Lecompton is 3-0 as well. But we'll find out more about them tonight as they're playing at Nemaha Central as the Thunder are hosting a try tonight. But it seems at least early on these teams are, you know, Hiawatha coming in with a record of 7-7. We'll see them coming up here in about 18 minutes. But, you know, they were a team that went 27-9 a year ago, and they lost some really good athletes. But, you know, their season got cut short in a sub-state semifinal. But that sub-state was loaded at Nemaha Central last year with the Thunder going all the way to the state championship. Royal Valley could have easily been a state tournament team. Hiawatha could have easily been a state tournament team. So there was so much great volleyball in the Big Seven. I think it's kind of balanced out a little bit, although Nemaha Central right now, just overall, when you look at the records, kind of still saying, hey, we're probably still number one, and everyone else is, you know, kind of trying to chase them right now.
Yeah, Brennan Stephen Morgan is no slouch at head coach. She is phenomenal, what she does. He talked about somebody who's fun to watch. Abby Elfner will take a look at the 6-foot senior coming up here in this upcoming matchup. She is a lot of fun. Excited to see her in action.
The only returning unanimous all-league selection in the Big Seven from last year is Elfner for Hiawatha, so we'll see her here in just a little bit as the Redhawks will take on the Blue Jays for match number two. So Kurt's going to take care of you here for about 15 minutes or so, of course. If you want to dial us up on the channels, Paige is doing a great job hanging with us. Yeah, thumbs up. I appreciate you. She's giving me crap for not for mentioning her, but again, she wasn't supposed to be here. That's why we appreciate her very much. Of course, we're on all three channels, whichever you prefer. Does not matter either way. You're going to get the same audio, the same broadcast, Holton, Hiawatha, and Sabetha. So it's one of those rare times we just decided to do it this way with all three of these teams in action tonight. But nonetheless, we're having some fun, and our first matchup already concluded. Sabetha and Holton, and the Blue Jays win it 25-22 and 25-21. And we got Sabetha and Hiawatha coming up here in about 17 minutes. So we'll send it back to the studio. Kurt will take care of you. Give us about 15. We'll come back and get you set for match two with Sabetha and Hiawatha. Big 7 Volleyball here on KNZA.